for going.
My name is Deborah, and it is June 5th, 2007.
All right. Interviewer is Josh. So we're just gonna ask you a couple questions about living in Roswell, and it should take about an hour to get all the way through. The first thing I'm gonna ask you about is religious life. Before asking specific questions, are there any comments or specific items that come to mind when I talk about religious life in Roswell?
Not really.
That's fair enough. Did you attend a church or anything when you were growing up?
Yeah, I attended temple starting when I was 12 through age 18.
Okay. What was the name of the temple?
Temple Kehilat Haim.
Okay. Can you tell me a bit about what your interaction was with the temple?
Lots of youth group, working at the Sunday school, attending Sunday school, working with kids, working with teenagers. Kept me pretty busy. So.
Okay. Would you say that there are a lot of Jewish people present in Roswell? Were there more than one temple?
There's two or three temples. I think it's a pretty good percentage, looking at other places in Georgia, but the whole Atlanta community has a lot of Jews in it, so Roswell isn't any different.
Did you have friends that went to other churches or temples or things?
Yes.
Would you say that they're going to those institutions played a large part in their life, like in the community?
I think their attendance at those places definitely played a part in their lives. I mean, it just spiritual growth. I think it did impact the community kind of indirectly because of just their participation, like with community service events. So,
what kind of community service events did they do?
I mean, just the typical stuff, you know, just volunteering at different organizations and whatnot. I know that there was some groups that went over into public schools, like, and volunteered, like, read to the kids and whatnot. So, yeah.
All right. Would you say that across age groups there is a pretty consistent attendance at the religious place? I guess talk specifically about the temple you attended.
Just across the age groups?
Yeah,
definitely. I think people kind of started drifting after their bar bat mitzvahs a little bit, like age 13. You really don't have a lot more to work towards, and so people kind of drift a little, but I still think people over age 13, teenagers and whatnot, did play a part. I know our temple tried to figure out ways to keep them around, such as like volunteering at the classrooms, which is what I did, and just having youth group. But yeah, it definitely went all the way across the ages. So
you'd say the older generation, like your parents or grandparents' generation, were still strong in the temple as well?
Definitely, I think they're stronger, just because they've been able to pass it on to their kids and their grandkids, whereas I haven't had that opportunity yet, so.
So, do you still attend a temple?
No.
Not anymore. All right. If you had to name a couple other of the religious institutions that, you know, you saw a lot or were really heavily populated, I don't know how to phrase that, but in Roswell, what would you say?
I'd say the Roswell First Methodist Church. I think like half the kids at my high school went to church there. It was like the place to be on Sundays, so, and it's huge, and they have a really big like youth group also. Like they have a whole separate complex just for youth, so that definitely comes to mind.
All right. Do you know how long your temple has been in Roswell?
I think 25 years.
Was the other one older or younger?
Younger.